Well, I'm excited for tonight. Why am I excited? I don't know. It's good to be excited, yeah? Even when you don't know why you're excited. Amen? Like I went to work today and every single morning when I go to work, I always address, good morning. Good morning. And one time this lady, you know, she was just talking to me and I told her, you know why I say good morning, yeah? Because if you don't say good morning, the day will just be a day of mourning. And she looked at me, what do you mean? Well, the Webster Dictionary describes mourning as a time of sorrow. Something along that line I was saying. So I always address every single morning when I go to work, I say good morning. So now the office has been catching it, yeah? So every time I come in the office before, man, it was just a hostile environment. Came in, and this was only like 5 months ago. And now we're at the place where the hostile environment has changed. Amen? Why? Because a man of God is there, you know? You change the atmosphere that you're in when you go to work. Amen? Church is in you. Christ is in you. The hope of glory is in you. The life of God is in you, is in me. We bring it to work. Amen? So every morning I come to work and I come expecting, you know, to have a good day, no matter what it is. Man, like this morning I said, man, remember what Pastor Herman was saying about that song, yeah? I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. So I walked in and I saw the guys that was just cruising. I said, it's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. One of the other brothers just looked at me and said, bro, it's still raining. What you talking, bright, shiny, sunshiny day? Yeah, it's all up to you. It's your perception of what your day is going to be. You can either have a bright sunshiny day or you can have a gloomy and rainy sunshiny day, you know? I mean, day. So then they just looked at me and they just laughed. So throughout the day, I just kept on singing that song and it began to just pour and pour and pour. And they're looking at me, it's still raining, lamb. It's still raining. But amen, I just want to give God glory tonight. Amen. I believe it was yesterday morning I woke up at around 4. Lord wanted me to do something along the same thread that I was ministering on the last time we were here. On prepping for change. Amen? Prepping for change. Amen? Anybody need some change in here? Amen? Can I see hands go up when I say you need change? Anybody need some change in here? I got some in my pocket. Amen. Here you go. I'll go give you some change, Joy. That's change. Man, anybody else need some change? I got change in my pocket over here. Got a bunch of them. Here you go. Change. Okay. Change. Anybody else need some change? Man, I got one over here for attitude. Anybody need change of attitude? Anybody? Omar, you need a change of attitude? You raise your hand. That's okay. Amen. That's okay. Amen. How about you, Sister Leg? Need some change. Amen. I'm passing out some change here. What else over here I got over here? Change for the mind. You need change for your mind? Amen. Got change for the mind over there. Man, what is this I put here? Change in your finances. Anybody need change for their finances? Brother Julio. Use some change for your finances. Amen? Amen. God's going to do some work in here. Amen? What else? Your ways. Anybody need change because of your ways? You're trying to change your ways because your ways hasn't been pleasing to the Lord. I know nobody wants to take this, so I'll just give it to my wife. I'll take that. It's all good. Amen? What else we got here? Change for the body. Somebody don't like the way they look this night. Amen? Want some change in your body? Nobody wants to raise it? I'll keep it for myself. I've been working on my body, amen? So I'm going to keep this for myself. Change, amen? Change. You know, Makana told me something Sunday morning, and I told him what I was going to be ministering on. I told him, hey, Makana, I'm going to be ministering on prepping for change. And this is what he told me. And, oh, man, I was like, ooh, thank you. So he told me that prepping is an opportunity. Prepping is an opportunity, yeah? Amen? If an opportunity was to present itself to you, this is what he told me now. If an opportunity presents itself to you and you don't prep for that opportunity, it's nobody's fault that that opportunity didn't come to you, but your own. That's what he told me. I was like, man, you got it, man. You got it. As young as you are, you got it. Amen? Prep is an opportunity. Amen? I looked up the word for prep. Amen? It's real simple. Amen? It's a slang that I would use for the word preparation, prepping, which means to make ready, to groom, to prepare. Amen? Before I came here, to prepare. Amen? To minister. Amen? Countless hours. Amen? Just to minister to you in less than an hour. You know, all of us has been doing it all of our lives. Little do you know, we prep before we go to work. Amen? Before you came to church, you had to comb your hair, brush your teeth, take a bath, change of clothes, whatever you needed to do to prepare to come to church. You had to prep your heart, amen, so that your heart will be open to receive the word of God. It's not just me speaking, but it's God through me speaking, amen. And if you would allow him to let him speak to you through me, then you've prepped yourself for receiving. It's an opportunity, amen, for each and every one of us. And mind you, the Lord wanted me to go back to Mark chapter 5. I believe I missed something. I don't know what it is. Mark chapter 5, you guys remember about the woman with the issue of blood. So if you want to turn there right now, Mark chapter 5. I don't really know what I missed there. So as I dive in by faith, amen. Faith, just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Faith, just a little bit of faith. So Mark chapter 5. We're going to go through this again, amen. For reasons unbeknownst to me, but beknownst to God, amen. Somebody needs to hear it again, I guess. Or maybe I missed something. Amen. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. Talking about prepping for change. Amen. Verse 25, and it says, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood, 12 days. Amen. Amen. 12 days with an issue of blood. Huh? Oh, somebody's paying attention over here. Years, yeah? Come on, somebody, talk to me. Amen. 12 years, yeah? Not 12 days, not 12 months. That's a long time to be having an issue, amen? Amen. A lot of you got change in your hands, amen? You may say, oh, Brother Lambert, it's only a dollar. It's a dollar with a holler, amen? I holler because I give it to you because you're good ground. You're good ground. You're fertile soil, amen? I can plant that dollar in you. It's a seed, and I know the return, amen? I know that seed is big in the kingdom, amen? How much dollars I gave out over here, amen? But it's not about the gift. I mean, it's about the gift, but it's more about the heart of the giver, yeah? How you give it, yeah? You can give it and still be stingy in a way. Oh, I could have used the money to go to McDonald's after church, amen? But I gave it to you willingly, yeah? It was easy. It was no pressure at all. It's only a dollar. But hey, what a holler. Thank you, Jesus. That's a dollar more than what you had before you came. Amen? But this woman had suffered this hemorrhaging for 12 years. Yeah? 12 years. That's a long time to be holding on to something that you needed change in. Amen? Me, I need change in my body. Amen? Somebody here needs changing their mind. Amen? Somebody needs changing their finances. Something needs to change. Amen? I was just looking at this scripture and I was saying, man, if that woman had given up, on the verge of just stepping over to her healing side, she decided, I'm too tired. I've lost a lot of blood. I'm so weak. I'm just exhausted already. I've seen so many doctors. I went around the city looking for a fix, somebody that could fix me up. I've been hemorrhaging all these years. For 12 long years, she's been hemorrhaging. Hallelujah. And that doesn't leave you out, man, because in the book of Leviticus chapter 19, it shows that this woman, even though she was hemorrhaging, she shouldn't be out in public. Amen? And that's the same thing that goes with the men. Men, we're not eliminated from this type of issue because men too fall prey to hemorrhaging as well. Amen? So here this woman, in a weakened state, she goes ahead and three things occur. She hears about Jesus. Amen? The Bible says that, was that John chapter 1, verse 1? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was what? Was not anything made that was made. The Bible says that in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Meaning God's Son, Jesus Christ, even though He came here, people still rejected Him. But His ray of light could not go as far as that the people's heart could be open. Amen? Unless their heart could be open, the reason why is because they couldn't comprehend that light. People cannot understand you while you can remain calm in a chaotic situation. Why? Because the light that is in you, they don't understand it. And like what Pastor said, the vision, we have to bring that vision outside these doors, yeah? Compelling people to come. Let them witness what the true light is. They don't understand. They don't comprehend it as we do. Amen? Remember now when at your new birth, let's start from there. Amen? At your new birth, God gave you a brand new spirit. Amen? Brand spanking new spirit. Not a restored spirit. Not a spirit that was had to be a finagle just to make it. No. The Bible says that you were created in His image and in His likeness. Amen? Brand spanking new spirit. But because this spirit needs a soul and it lives in a body, our soul and our body goes through things that cannot comprehend what the spirit has. That's why our spirit, man, has to be disciplined by our renewing of our mind, yeah, the Bible says. That's our prep work. That's how you're going to get ahead in life, yeah? And this woman had three things going. She had heard about Jesus. Amen? She heard about Jesus. I remember, I don't know if Pastor Herman, Pastor Carol said, it matters what you're hearing, yeah, and listening to. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing, amen, the Word of God. But it will not renew you. It will not change you until you take that Word and you apply it, you implement it, yeah, in your life. Then it'll start doing what it's supposed to do. Amen? Your body is going to come in alignment when your mind is renewed. Amen? So here, the woman hears about Jesus. She's prepping now. Depending on what she heard, convinced her that this Jesus that is coming this way can heal me. She's convinced already. How do I know that? Look at here. As we go on. And had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. First thing, when she had heard of Jesus. Hallelujah. When she heard about Jesus, she started prepping already. She started doing what she's supposed to do. She could have just stayed home and just wallow in her hemorrhaging state. Right? Some of us do that. Instead of coming and saying, oh, it's raining. I should just stay home. That might have been the day or the hour or that night that God would have worked your miracle out. Worked whatever you got in your hand, whatever change you have in your hand, he could have worked it out. But because you missed your opportunity, because you missed the prepping stage, that opportunity stage, amen, this woman could have just stayed home and wallowed in her woe is me for, you know. She could have sing the old sad songs, amen, of old. But no. The second thing is she got up out of her state of weakness. Mind you now, losing a lot of blood will cause a man or a woman to be in a weakened state, so weak that you cannot even... She's been hemorrhaging for 12 years. I only hemorrhaged for 5 days. I probably I'll be, you know, wholly over. The time we had to go through COVID, my goodness, only 3 days. I lost almost 35 pounds in 3 days. Mind you, this woman was skinny mini. Amen? Perplexed, probably troubled by all the different doctors that she had to go see. But she was convinced when she heard about Jesus. Something about that name, yeah? That wonderful name of Jesus, amen? That powerful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When she heard about Jesus, she went ahead and prepped herself, combed her hair. She was probably talking to herself and saying, man, today is my day. It's going to be a bright, sunshiny day. Hallelujah. It may be raining for somebody, but it's not going to rain for me. It may be gloomy for somebody, but it's not going to be gloomy for me. I heard about this man named Jesus. Mind you now, if she didn't go ahead and prep for this opportunity that was coming to her, Jesus wasn't even probably coming to her. It probably was like 5 or 10. The Bible doesn't say where Jesus was or where she had to meet him. Amen? In that weakened state, it just says that she came. And then the last thing she did is she spoke what she heard. If I could just but touch the hem of his garment. Amen? 3 things allowed her to get her healing. 1, she heard about the word. She took that word and let it play in her head. Amen? The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Yeah? Amen? 1:7. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Fear has a family. Fear has a community of friends, family, amen, that is out to come against you, come against me. Amen? Fear has timidity. Fear has anxiety. Fear has worry. Fear has doubt. Fear has, I didn't know this is a word, heebie-jeebies. All this time, from the time I was small till present, I thought that that word, my mom made it up. Because she would always talk about heebie-jeebies. I thought she made it up until I looked it up in a dictionary. I said, heebie-jeebies? Heebie-jeebies. You know when you get that twitch? You know when you're just fearful of something happening that didn't even occur yet? It's all playing out in your mind. God did not give you that. What did he give you? power. In Acts, what does it say? Pastor mentioned it on Sunday, yeah? Dunamis power, yeah? Dynamite power. Explosive power. Power to shake the whole universe. Power that created this whole universe. Bible says that he can open up this whole universe like a curtain. Amen? And as Pastor said, every single stars in the sky was named. Can you name and remember your kids? I had this family. I had about like 16 kids, yeah? They forget some of the names. Even the birthdays. There's over billions and billions of stars up there. And God has them all by name. That's the kind of power you have in you. He said, I'm giving this to you because of the new spirit that you have in you. Amen? Power, love. How's that? Love. Where's that? 1 John 4:18. I cannot quote it, so I'm going to have to look it up. 1 John 4, verse 18. Says this. Where is it? There is no fear in love, but perfect love casted out fear. Because fear had what? Torment. What's torment? Something that bugs you. Something that keeps you awake during the night. You cannot sleep. You're sweating. Why? Because you're being tormented. God said, I didn't give you that. Amen? I gave you power, love, and a sound mind. What is a sound mind? A sound mind is a mind that is free from defect, free from flaw. Amen? What else I got here? And free from decay. Free from defect, free from flaw, free from decay in your mind. Amen? He gave that to you. Amen? Now this woman could have easily just given up, yeah? Easily. Just give up already. I've been struggling with this for 12 years. It makes no sense me going on another day. I might as well just end my life already. No. She didn't stop there. She went and she did what she's supposed to. She took the word of God. She took the mind of God. The ways of God. And she implemented it. She took it and she walked it out. Mind you, she still got problems now. In just being in the public. Because the man that can put her to death is standing right next to Jesus. Amen? His name is Jairus, yeah? You guys remember Jairus? He was one of the rulers for the synagogues, amen? He had a lot of authority. He could have caused her to be stoned outside of the city because that's what they would do normally, yeah? With anybody that would break the law, yeah? Well, in old Hawaiian days, the punishment for anybody that had broken the law, they would take that person, put his head on a rock, and bash it with a club. That's their punishment when somebody broke a severe law as far as murdering or committing some unrighteous act. Back in the old Hawaiian days, they would take your head, put it on a stone, and just bash it. Amen? Can you imagine now, back in the day, Jesus' time, when a person committed an act, a felony or a crime, and they'll take you outside the city, and you know that big pile of rocks that you see on the ground? That's where somebody got stoned. That would be their burial site, right there. Who would stone them? The whole community. Amen? But thank God for Jesus, amen? We don't need... We don't live under the old covenant anymore. We live under a better and new covenant. Amen? We've been set free. We don't need to go through all that. Amen? Jesus died once and for all. Amen? Now going back to Mark chapter 5. Anybody being helped tonight? Amen? Mark chapter 5. Three things there. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. Amen. First things first, she heard about Jesus. Second thing, she prepped. Third thing, her action followed. Amen. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched me? Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, she was fearing and trembling because she had committed a crime. Amen. She wasn't supposed to be out in public. The man that could stone her to death was standing right next to Jesus. So now she's in fear of presenting herself to Jesus. Amen? But look what it says there. Knowing that what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Jesus didn't even touch her. She healed her own self by her faith. Amen? In God. So whatever change it is, you need change in. Amen? Believe God for it. Amen? Renew your mind. Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Amen? By the renewing of your mind. When your mind is renewed, then you can think and talk like God. Amen? It's easy to think and talk like God when you have the God kind of mentality. Amen? The God kind of mindset. Amen? And I thank God because I didn't know this up until, 6 months ago? 7 months ago? I was struggling. I was struggling, struggling, struggling. Amen? Then all of a sudden, he ministers to me on this. And then I get set free. I get set free because I've let his word be my help in time of need. I finally understood who I am in him. I used to always say that. As long as you know who you are in him, you'll be fine and dandy. But never really felt the true essence of what it felt like. Amen? Until like 6 or 7 months ago. I'm a whole new being. I can live the word now. I can talk and know what I'm saying. I can speak to you like Paul spoke and say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Why? Because in the scriptures, before that, he says, because I've learned. What did he learn? He went through the process. He prepped. All of that time was his prepping process. And the reason why the children of Israel didn't make it into the promised land is because their mind wasn't renewed. Amen? You'll know when your mind is renewed. When things that used to bother you don't bother you anymore. When things that used to rattle you don't rattle you anymore. That's when you know your mind's renewed. Amen? That's an inclination that, hey, your mind's renewed. You've stepped to the next level. That's why I said the last time, yeah? Don't get used to using the elevator. Use the stairs. Amen? Why? So you can get familiarized with each and every step. Every single crevice in that stairway, look. Then take the next step. You know what happens when you kiss the elevator? Sometimes you go up too fast. You come out and you look, whoa, too high. And when you're too high and you fall, great will be your fall. Why? Because you don't know what was on step one. You don't know what was on step two. You didn't go to the prep stage. The prepping stage will allow you opportunities that will blow your mind. It blew my mind when the CEO of Southwest offered me 125,000 points. I didn't know the equivalent of that, 125,000 points, until I went on the website and I looked. Oh, it's equivalent to $1,500. You know what I did to get that $1,500 in points? All I did, well, my wife did. I told my brother, hey, you need to come with us. We need to go to Kauai. We need to go and encourage, you know, my sister-in-law who's there and encourage the body of God. And his thing was, I cannot go. I cannot go. What do you mean you cannot go? You've been home for almost 3 months. You're going to be home for the next month. So you might as well jump on a plane with us and let's go. No, I cannot go. I cannot go. And I knew why he couldn't go, because of the finances. Yeah, he wasn't making overtime. He was just getting straight time pay for sick leave and vacation or what have you. So all the things was going in his mind. Then I came back to the house and I told my wife, oh, babe, I don't know if he wants to go. So then my wife tells me, oh, why don't you go tell him? We'll pay for his flight. For real? They're, okay, shoot. I went back outside there. Hey, bro, your flight is paid. He looked at me, what? Your flight is paid. Okay, I can go then. You know how much we spent for his flight? $100. We sold seed to him to fly over, $100. In return, I get $1,500. Opportunity. You know the dollar in your hand? The seed I'm sowing. Opportunity. Cha-ching! Do the math on that. $100? $1,500? It doesn't make sense. It does to God. Why? Because the life of God is within us. Power of God is within us. The love of God is within us. Soundness in our mind is within us. God will tell you some things to go do. And if you do it, don't hold back. Yesterday, Lord woke me up. He told me, hey, you're going to talk to your boss today. Oh, what am I going to say? Oh, this is what I'm going to give you. I went to work, not knowing nothing. Went up to her and I just spoke. I spoke. She looked at me with awe. Whoa. Today, this was yesterday. Today, she calls me in the office. She tells me, how did you know what I was going through? I said, I don't know what you're going through. What do you mean? Yeah, all those things that you said to me, it all hit them right on the dot. I said, I do not have a clue on what you're going through or what you're even saying, what you're even talking about. So she starts rambling and telling me about all the stress that she was going through and troubles and everything. God will speak to you in times that is unbeknownst to you. Like tonight, he told me, oh, you're going to be speaking on the same subject you spoke on. Until, what you mean? I already got my stuff prepped. Are you going to change my message? I said, no, you're just going to repeat yourself because somebody else needs it now. But by faith, I did what he told me to do. Amen? But you will know when your mind has been renewed. Sometimes struggles come for a purpose, yeah? It's to get you on your knees, to get the answer quicker from him than looking at and doing it naturally. Yeah, this woman with the issue of blood did everything in the natural until everything in the natural was depleted. You know what the Lord showed me one night when I was sleeping? He told me, when you pull from this time on, you pull from here, you pull it down. You pull it from me, you pull it down. I said, I've always been doing that, Lord. He says, no, you've been pulling from your own resources. That's why when you come home, you give your family all the trash. What do you mean? Yeah, you go to work, you give your business all your gusto. You come home and you give your family the scraps. Oh, shoot. Why is that? Because you haven't been spending time with me. I need you to pull down from me so that all that you had from me in the morning, the That meditating time, that prepping time can last you throughout the whole day. When you come home, you still have resources to pull from to give to your family. I said, oh my goodness. So I'm doing that now. I don't come home grumpy like I used to. Amen? I don't come home with an attitude like I used to. Because he showed me how to do all that. Prep. Prepping. Prepping for change. Whatever it is you need change in. Prep for it. Amen? Don't give up. If you believe in God for a home, don't give up. Believe in God for a new car, don't give up. If you believe in God for a healing in your body, do not give up. Amen? Do not give up. Let this story, like this woman, I don't know what she heard from the people that saw Jesus. She probably heard the testimonies of different ones that got healed, and she knew their predicament, and she looked, hey, oh, how you got healed from leprosy? Oh, well, you look, you still walking. How are you walking now? Oh, this man in Jesus. Man, this man in Jesus. And what she heard convinced her. She was so convinced that nothing could stop her. Amen? Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. Yeah? Praise be to God. Amen? How does a renewed mind look like? Well, if you look in the Old Testament, Pastor already shared one instant, Moses. Can you imagine? In front of millions of people, all he did was raise up a staff. Only a renewed mind could do that. You raise up your staff and the water gonna part. People look at you like, whoa. Only a renewed mind can do that. Your natural, ungodly mind cannot do that. Only a renewed mind. People would look at Moses, bro, you crazy, you loony or what? You need to go to a psych ward. What are you doing lifting up your staff? Like, that's going to even do anything for us. That was the attitude back then. How are you going to get us across? How is this going to work? But because he prepped, he went in his prayer room and asked God, God, how do we get across there? God said, hey, what'd you get in your hand? Change. I get change in my hand. I get an opportunity in my hand. What you gonna do with that change? I'm gonna lift them up. Holla for my dollar. Praise be to the Lord. That's from a renewed state of mind. Moses lifting up. How about Daniel in the lion's den, yeah? How's sleeping with a bunch of lions? Since when you slept with a bunch of lions? Amen? Not people that lie now. Lions roar. Yeah? Only a renewed mind can do that. There's a lot of more instances, yeah, that we can look accounts in the Bible that shows us what a renewed mind looked like. Yeah? The Old Testament shows us a lot of that so that we that are living in a new and better covenant can take and run with it. You know what I did when I went home? I took Pastor's vision, not his vision, but I had one vision I was working on. My wife went to bed to take a nap. She woke up. She saw the vision running up our TV that we don't use, that I think don't work. So I put tape and I made it real nice. I made a Xerox copy and I plastered it. And I said, the future Ka'oilo Li home. And then I put the address and I put the scripture, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. Or was it 1, verse 2? I forgot what it was, but write the vision down. Make it plain so that everybody that sees it can run with it. So now every time I wake up in the morning, even in the night, I can see that square piece of vision on my TV, because I'm facing it. I just wake up, boom. Before I go to sleep, I see it, boom. Go back to sleep, wake up, see it again. It's before me each and every day. Amen? Prepping. Nobody likes to prep, but everybody likes the blessing, yeah? Nobody likes to go to the gym, but they like to look buff, like me, yeah? Everybody likes the high pay, but nobody wants to do what the high pay costs. Amen? It'll be easier to just receive, be in receive mode all day, every day. It is like that if you prep for it. Oh, Brother Lambert, don't tell me that. No way, no can. It's because your mind not renewed yet. When it gets to the place where you can think like God and act like God, when you speak like God, things are going to come. When you do like God, it's going to come. It's going to have to come. Because he said he's giving you power, love, and a sound mind to do it with. No fear here, amen? No fear here, amen? What am I teaching you? What am I preaching to you? I'm teaching you how to go fish for yourself. Amen? No more giving you fish. No more giving you change. Amen? Now you got change, you can do it on your own. Easier said than done, yeah? But I thank God. Amen? Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Prepping for change. Prepping for change. Everybody got it? So what you're going to do from now on? Prep. Amen? Coming to church is prep. Amen? Coming to prayer meetings on Saturday is prep. Amen? Coming to Sunday morning service is prep. Before church starts, prep. Amen? When you're at home, it doesn't stop. Amen? For the rest of your life, you're going to be prepping. Oh, that's too much. No, it's not. Bible calls it reasonable service. It's a type of worship, amen, to the Lord. When you can do it to where it becomes normal. When it becomes normal. Guess what? Signs and wonders are going to be following. Things are going to be occurring. When you look back and there's nothing, something's wrong. But when you can look back and say, thank you, Lord. Anybody got a sound mind here? Free from defect. Free from flaws. Free from decay. Amen? Free from any type of deterioration of any kind. That's the kind of mind God gave you, Anel. That's the kind of mind God gave you, Sister Bet. That's the kind of mind God gave you, Sister Delphine. Brother Reuben, God gave you that. It's yours. Why? Because you're his child. He loves you. He's saying this to you. When you know who you are, I know who I am now. I'm not bothered anymore. Amen. I haven't arrived. There's a lot more to learn. But I can tell you this, I'm not troubled now. Before coming here, I didn't have anything. I did have something. When he told me to do it again, I said, what? I didn't know why. Somebody needed to hear it again. But thanks be to God, yeah? I have to be keen now to my hearing. I need to be sensitive now. Why? Because people's lives are at risk. Man, if I don't do my part, who's going to do it? God's calling me. God's calling you. Amen? If he tells you to talk to somebody, talk to him. Don't wait. Talk to him. Amen? When Paul said, I beseech you, brethren, I urge you, it's a matter of life and death. I'm urging you. Amen? I'm urging you. Well, look at your neighbor and say, God is good. Change, change. Change. Amen. Here you go, Joy. An extra dollar for a holler. Well, Father, we thank you, God, for tonight. We thank you, God, Lord, for your word of God that is powerful. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, God, Lord, that you've allowed me to speak your word, Father, Lord. And I bless you tonight, Father, Lord. Bless your people, Father, Lord, as they hear. Let them implement. Let them actively take your word and apply it to their lives. Oh, God, Lord, until it becomes a normalcy, oh, God, until it becomes normal, until it becomes a lifestyle, Father. Lord, in them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that the distractions of life don't distract them anymore. Hallelujah, that the fears of this life, oh God, don't even attract them anymore, Father, in the name of Jesus. Even in their voices, oh God, what they say, what they speak, Father, Lord. All change, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because of the new man in them, Father, the new spirit, Father, within them, Father. Old things that pass away. All things, oh God, have become new, Father. Lord, we bless your name, Father. We give you praise, give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.